This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that sits high and lifted up. God that knows it all by name, by the very hairs on our head. And we are thankful, grateful to be able to come to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand, on bended knees and bowed down head, looking unto the hills on which cometh our help coming from you here this night, in the name of Jesus. Now, precious fathers, I get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight. I ask that you have me behind Calvary's cross, anoint yourself to clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory, in the name of Jesus. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon the word of God in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God fall on good ground, bring forth into people's lives blessings in Jesus' precious name. Thank you for in advance. For prayers being answered, for the requests being honored, but most of all, for salvation, timing to take place in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, we'll give you the glory, which is rightfully due to our holy and precious name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to 2 Timothy chapter 1. And we'll be looking at verse 6 through 18. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. And the word of God reads, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and have called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the foundation, before the world began. Now is made manifest by the appearance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This good thing which was committed unto thee, keep kept by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. We thank God for the reading of his word. That was 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 through 14. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word here tonight. Well, thank God for, again, my name is Dudley Tebow. Hallelujah, with Providence Lisa Tebow, coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God for Busted Loose and Faith Ministries, and also for Cedar Faith Evangelist Outreach Ministries, for God allowing us to be the overseers and undertakers of these ministries. We also thank God for having the opportunity to bring forth the word through the use of the internet. Hallelujah, we may be teaching and preaching locally, but we are reaching globally. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Just for the next 3 minutes, I want you to pray for me and with me as we bring forth the word. Tonight we're going to be talking about rekindling the spiritual fire within. Rekindling the spiritual in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 19. The word of God says, quench not the Holy Spirit. So believers of Christ, being passionate for God involves rekindling the spiritual life within as a believer of Christ. Rekindle means to flare up, to burn again. People of God, our lives are a bit like a bonfire. We can be on fire for God, ready, transmitted Christ to those around us. But over time, if we don't rekindle, stir up the spiritual fire, and keep it blazing, eventually our spiritual fire within us can go dim. I'm going to say that again. People of God, our lives as children of God, as believers of Christ, are a bit like a bonfire. We can be on fire from God, radiating, transmitting Christ to those around us. But over time, if we don't rekindle, stir up the spiritual fire, and keep it blazing, eventually our spiritual fire within us can go dim. And our desire to serve God can decrease. And our desire to follow Jesus Christ can waver. Then other things in our life will take priority. And before we know it, we have lost our way. So again, tonight we are talking about rekindling, stirring up the spiritual fire within us. Here in the scriptures that I read in 2 Timothy 1, 6 through 14, the Apostle Paul was reminding his young preacher, his spiritual son, Timothy, on how important it is to stir yourself up. Sometimes even we as believers of Christ, whether a new babe in Christ or one that's been following the Lord for a while, if we don't stir ourselves up because of hardship that we may encounter, because of trials and tribulations that we are going through or going through, we have to stir ourselves up. We have to encourage one another in the Lord. Sometimes we got to do like David, encourage yourself in the things of God. So rekindling the spiritual fire within. Sometimes Christianity can be an emotional roller coaster with highs and lows on a spiritual sense, spiritual level. If we as believers of Christ are not able to deal with those highs and lows, it will affect our passion for God. Here again in 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the laying of my hand." Hallelujah. Here again, the Apostle Paul is putting in remembrance and reminding Timothy to stir up the gifts of God, the gift of God, which is in him by the laying of the Apostle Paul's hand. When Timothy was converted, God placed a gift within. And when the Apostle Paul laid hand on Timothy, the gift in Timothy was confirmed by the ordination of Timothy in the office of a pastor, a young minister, being a pastor of a church, a pastor of the church that Paul ordained for him to be over. And here in verse 7, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, it reminds us that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. People of God, we have to be reminded that we are people of faith. And when we allow fear to come into our lives and we don't take authority over it, what happens is it'll cancel out fear, it'll cancel out faith, because fear cancels faith. But faith is what we want, because faith is the substance of things. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So whenever we are faced with fear, as a believer of Christ, we know it's not of God. We have to rebuke it, take authority over it, and believe God that by faith, he's able to see us through. He's able because he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So again, tonight we are talking about rekindling or stirring up the spiritual fire within your life. The Apostle Paul, again here in 2 Timothy, he is encouraging the young pastor, his spiritual son, Timothy, when he encountered difficulties and opposition while he pastored in the Ephesian church. Yes, there will always be somebody that the enemy will try to place in the place where God wants to bless you, to try to sway you from being, from staying in God's perfect plan for your life. See, God don't, he wants us to be in his perfect plan, not in his permissive will, but his perfect will for our lives. So here, the false teachers was back then during Jesus' time, and there's even false teachers now in 2020. Hallelujah. False teachers gave young Timothy, the pastor of the church, a hard time at the church in Ephesus. In fact, it seems that they were determined to wear this young preacher out, this young pastor out. And those struggling with these false teachers really was taking an effect on Timothy to the point where his spiritual fire was wavering. His spiritual fire was getting dim. So again, the Apostle Paul wasn't willing to give up on his young spiritual son who was in the position of pastoring this church. This young man whom the Apostle Paul led to the Lord, this young man who worked alongside of Paul, the Apostle Paul was not willing to give up on him. Sometimes when we are down and out, when we get to the place where we don't feel like, when we feel like throwing in the towel, sometimes the Lord will allow someone to cross your path and give you words of encouragement. Hallelujah, to go on a little bit longer, to go on a little bit further in the things of God. Yes, God got a way of encouraging you, but we got to be open, honest, and obedient to follow the instruction that is given by the man or woman of God that God may send our way. Bible says, in, hallelujah, in 2 Samuel 1:15, the B clause of the verse, it says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hawk is better than the ram. Again, here in 2 Timothy 1:4-5, it said, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother and Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also, believers of Christ, you know at times we all need to rekindle the spiritual fire within our lives. Yes, Paul is reminded, Timothy, he's reminding him about his genuine faith, that it was genuine, and his struggles were genuine too. He was just a young man. He was just a young preacher, a pastor, taking the reins to run the church, taking the reins to be led by the Spirit of God. You know, it's good when the Bible says that one would put 1,000 to flight, talking about demon spirit. But if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father. Yes, thank God, Timothy, having a mentor, the Apostle Paul, one of the greatest apostles that during the time of Jesus. Paul was a man that, hallelujah, that was handpicked by God. Here, you know, sometimes as a man or woman of God, your intentions could be in the right place, maybe lacking. And here, Paul recognized that it was a new position for a young Timothy. But Paul recognized the fact that what he went through, he was able to impart into Timothy's life. He was able to share with him the ups and the downs of his Christian walk. So the problem was that Timothy had got to the place where he allowed his struggles to affect his passion for God. So the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy to rekindle, to stir up the spiritual fire within him. So the Apostle Paul gave young Timothy a few good pointers in which he can rekindle, in which he can stir up the spiritual fire within him. Yes, rekindling the spiritual fire within. Here in 2 Timothy 1 and 6, it says, therefore I remind you, referring to Timothy, Paul is reminding him to stir up the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying of my hand. So the first point is to stir up the gift of God within you. The word of God reminds us that we, as believers of Christ, all have a spiritual gift that was given to us at the time of conversion, when we gave our life to Christ, when we got baptized in water, and then got baptized with the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. It says, as every man had received the gift, even so minister the gift, the same one to another, as good steward of the manifold grace of God. You see, God knows what he's doing. He knows what it takes in order to keep the body functioning right. He knows what position, what office is best for you. Timothy's gift that God had gave him was preaching. He was a preacher, a proclaimer of Jesus Christ. And his gift of preaching was confirmed at his ordination when the Apostle Paul placed his hand upon him and prayed for him. So the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy, his spiritual son, to rekindle, to stir up his gift of preaching so it can be a blessing to others that will hear him. You see, the Bible says, hallelujah, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, how can we hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he's sent by God? Oh, how beautiful is the feet of them that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings. So rekindling, stirring up the spiritual fire within. Kindle, again, it means to keep the fire alive, to fan the embers into the flame and not letting them die out. If Timothy was going to maintain his passion for God, his passion for God, then he needed to keep the fire alive. He needed to fan into flame his gift of preaching so that he would not neglect God's gift within him. Yes, believers of Christ, we all need encouraging in the ministerial area of our spiritual lives. Yes, there'll be time when you will get weak. There'll be time where you will feel like throwing in the towel. There'll be time when you will wonder where God is. But I stop by to give you a word of encouragement. Stir up, rekindle the spiritual fire within you, the gift that God has deposited inside of you. Stir it up to be used for his glory. Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
then I've been to myself. That's why I give this to no one else.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. We ever so grateful and thankful, God, that we're on top of the ground, ground not on top of us, that we have another opportunity to bring forth His word here this night. Hallelujah. So again, we are talking about rekindling or stirring up the spiritual fire within our lives as believers of Christ. So, people of God, so let us fan into the flame, fan into flame God's gift. Whatever it is, keep the spiritual fire alive so that we can serve God with passion. Believers of Christ, don't let discouragement put the spiritual fire out. Don't let the business of life put the spiritual fire out. Don't let unforgiveness put your spiritual fire out. Don't let bitterness put the spiritual fire out. Don't let worldly desires put the spiritual fire out in your life. Fan into flame God's gift so that you can serve Him with passion. The Apostle Paul said to the young preacher by the name of Timothy, his spiritual son, and he's saying to us, even now in 2020. Don't waste your spiritual gift. Use it for God's glory. Another way for you as a believer of Christ to rekindle, to stir up the spiritual fire within, it involves considering God's resources. Yes, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind." Here it seems was lacking confidence, and that his lack of confidence brought about fear into his life and into his ministry. Because of fear, his spiritual fire was dampened within. Again, Timothy, like most of us as believers in Christ in 2020, we must be reminded that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. After all, it is God's power that enables us to minister effectively. It is God's love that enables us to minister sensitively. And it is God-given wisdom that enables us to minister wisely. When we take hold of God's resources, the spiritual fire within us will roar into flame. It will be like throwing gasoline on a fire. Yes, believers of Christ, we need to fan the flame. We need to stir the gift of God in us. Another way for you as a child of God to rekindle the spiritual fire within, it is for you to accept the negative views I expect of the gospel message. The gospel, the good news, the plan of salvation. In 2 Timothy 1 and verse 8, it says, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, nor of me, his prisoners, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God." So, believers of Christ, when we share the gospel message of Jesus Christ, don't get offended because people will not always accept it. Matter of fact, some people will give you a hard time because you might consider yourself a Christian. Some people will be downright hostile towards you. Yes, the Apostle Paul said to Timothy that you must be willing to accept this as part of the gospel message that is being presented. Bible says that all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Yes, part of the persecution will be the rejection of mankind. So people, we must get to the place and we must understand that it's not the person, but it's the spirit within the person. People will be hostile towards you. They was against Jesus. And he is the author and finisher of our faith. So we are not the above the master. But you don't have to be ashamed for sharing the gospel word. Yes, believers of Christ, we have what the world needs. We have a wonderful message to tell people about Christ. We have a wonderful message, a message of hope, a message of purpose and meaning for life. Christ is the answer to life, present and in the future. So we will suffer for Christ, but never be ashamed of who you are in Christ. Bible says, Apostle Paul reminds us not to be ashamed of the gospel, not to be ashamed to proclaim the message that saved us, the message that is needed for such a time as this. So rekindle, rekindle it, stir it up, the spiritual fire within our lives. Another way to rekindle them, it involves remembering God's call upon your life. Here in 2 Timothy 1, verse 9 and 10, it says, who has called us, who has saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who had abolished death and has brought to life, and immortality to light through the gospel. God has saved us through the Lord Jesus Christ, but also God has called us to a holy calling according to God's promises and grace. Yes, we as people of God have a goal to obtain, and that is for us to live for Christ and he alone. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, wherefore, since we are surrounded about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily ensnare us, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sent down at the right hand, throne of God. Yes, children of God, if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ on a spiritual level, then we will keep our spiritual fire burning within by flaming, by fanning the flames. So rekindling the spiritual fire within is a must on our part that we may do, that we must do. Another way to rekindle, to stir up the spiritual fire within a believer of Christ, is for us to have the realization of our Christian duty. Here the Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy 1, verse 11 and 12, where it said, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. In verse 12, the head clause of the verse, it says, but of which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Here the apostle Paul never forgot that God has appointed him to be a preacher of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No matter what happened, what came Paul's way, he continued to proclaim Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. Paul, a man that God raised up after his Damascus Road experience, Paul was called into the ministry. Paul, even though there was time where he suffered, where he was bitten by a certain place on an island, Paul was used mightily to the Gentile nation he was called. So the Apostle Paul fulfilled his Christian duty, even though he suffered, even though he was persecuted, even though he was in prison, even though he hostile was towards him, brutal and loneliness. Paul's life and ministry is an example to us all. It is an example that Jesus also has left us, as him being the author and finisher of our faith. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, another way for us as believers of Christ to rekindle, to stir up the spiritual fire and life within is by us trusting God completely. As the word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Here again, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, the B clause of the verse says, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him until that day. Here the Apostle Paul, he knew for sure. He didn't have to guess it. He didn't have to worry about it. He didn't doubt it. But he knew for himself that whatever happened, there was nothing to worry about. His life and his ministry was in the hand of God. And here in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, the Apostle Paul said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What a testimony that the Apostle Paul had for the glory of God. So Paul's security in life was in God. The Apostle Paul completed. He had complete trust in God. So this inspired Paul to be very passionate about God's work and service. So we as believers of Christ, as children of God, we should be inspired by just like Paul is, and be very passionate about our Father's business. Because we must work while it is day. For night cometh, when no man can work. Another way to rekindle our spiritual fire within as a child of God is to hold on to God's word. Here in 2 Timothy 1:13-14, it says, hold fast to the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus, that good thing which was committed unto thee, kept by the Holy Spirit which dwelleth in us. One of the greatest inspiration to our passion for Christ, for God, is his word. If your spiritual fire is wavering, is dimming out, read and obey God's word. Because see, God's word fire you to keep you going forward in the things of God. Yes, the word of God is settled. It's settled in heaven. It's not just settled here on earth. The word of God won't change. God looks over his word to perform it. Here in Hebrews 4:12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Rekindling, stirring up spiritual fire within believers of Christ, choosing some godly friends will help to rekindle the spiritual fire within. Choose your friend very wisely. Choose those that will push you, those that will help you in a positive way. Here in 2 Timothy 1:15, it says, this you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me. Here the Apostle Paul is talking. But the Lord gave mercy unto the house of one of Pharaohs, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many ways he ministered unto me at Ephesus. I know it very well. So, child of God, choosing godly friends may make or break you as a Christian. Remember this, that your association will either inspire you to serve God, or they will dampen and try to turn your desire from serving God. So choose your friend wisely. So be passionate for God. Again, my reminder, we must remember that believers of Christ, there will be time when we will need to stir up the gift of God within. There will be times to consider God's resources. We will need to accept the negative aspect of the gospel we will need to remember God's call upon our lives. We need to realize what our Christian duties are. We need to trust God and trust Him completely. We will need to hold fast to God's word, and we will need to choose godly friends, those that have same like faith with us. So don't let your passion for God die. Keep rekindling the spiritual fire within the gift that God have given you. Use it for His glory. Don't let it remain dormant in your life. Be a blessing to someone along the way. Be blessed is our prayer tonight. There may be one, or there may be some, underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. There may be one, or there may be some, that's to the place in life where they tore up from the floor up. Well, I stop by to let you know that Romans 10, verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Yes, it's just a matter of you coming to that place of total surrendering your life to Christ and repenting of your sin, total and complete, with a sincere heart. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that neither slumber nor sleep. We serve a God that sits high, but look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Call upon Him tonight. Call upon Him while He is near. Draw near to Him, and God will draw nigh to you. Again, the first step is to repent of your sin. Hallelujah. Make a 180-degree turn and let Him know, "Father, I come to you honestly and openly, the only way that I know how." According to Isaiah 1:18, it says, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though our sin may be as scarlet, you'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but you'll make them as wool." If you have repented of your sin, if you have came to God sincerely from the heart, you meant what you say, you confess to Him with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, for with your mouth confession was made unto salvation, and with your heart you believe unto righteousness. God bless you. God keep you. God is there standing with his outstretched arm, welcome you in the beloved family of God. Hallelujah. We'll be the first to say bless you. Hallelujah. To be the first to say Jesus love you. God love you. We love you too. The angels in heaven is rejoicing over a sinner man, sinner woman that got right with God. Remember, Jesus is the way. He's the truth. And He's the light. He's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take Him to prepared place. Here in the Word says, in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, excuse me, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Praise the Lord. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we are praying. Well, we thank God, amen, for his word. We thank God tonight because he is an awesome God. He is a merciful God. We thank God for the opportunity to bring forth the word today, tonight, as we talked upon keeping, stirring up the spiritual fire within as a believer of Christ. If you would like to get in contact with Apostle Dudley Tebow or Prophet Lisa Tebow, you can get in contact with us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Hallelujah. The Lord laid it upon your heart to bless us with a seed offering for the furtherance of the gospel. Hallelujah. You can send it also at a post office box. We thank God for you. I should pray for us. Hallelujah. Continuously as we pray for you. God bless you. God keep you. Have a wonderful evening. Here's my prayer. God bless. Amen.